USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A significant security presence continues around state capitol buildings and the U.S. Capitol in D.C., including National Guard troops, state troopers, and SWAT officers, along with bomb-sniffing dogs, in anticipation for potential violence leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. Fences surround some buildings and windows have been boarded up, the FBI warning of potential for violence at all state capitals starting today. Convicted murderer and famed music producer Phil Spector is dead at 81. Spector was serving a 19-year prison sentence for murdering actor Lana Clarkson in 2003. The Department of Corrections in California says Spector died at a hospital of natural causes. In the NFL divisional round of playoffs at this hour, the Browns and Chiefs going at it, and then at 6:40 Eastern, it's the Buccaneers and Saints. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California is bracing for what forecasters say could be the strongest winds of the season. More than 30 million people from north central California down to southern California are under high wind alerts. CNN meteorologist Allison Chinchar has what to expect.
Those winds are going to move from the dry land out towards sea, and they're really going to start to notice them ramping up here Sunday night and as we go into Monday. In fact, many of these locations will likely see wind gusts 30, 40, even about 60 miles per hour. But there could be isolated spots that have wind gusts up around 70 or even 80 miles per hour.
Potentially damaging winds are expected to last through Wednesday. A 4.2 magnitude earthquake rattled the Bay Area on Saturday night. The quake was centered about 100 miles southwest of San Francisco. A 3.0 magnitude aftershock followed about 5 minutes later. There have been no reports of major damage or injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Two Afghanistan Supreme Court justices were gunned down and their driver wounded on Sunday morning in the latest wave of assassinations in the country. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has condemned attacks by the Taliban and other militant groups. Government officials, journalists, and activists have been targeted in the capital of Kabul in recent months. Benjamin de Rothschild, a prominent member of the Rothschild-making family, has died. The French-Jewish banker donated generously to Israel, including $22 million towards the country's effort to beat COVID-19. He took over the Switzerland-based finance institution named for his father in 1997. De Rothschild died of a heart attack at 57. Americans pulled out their credit cards more this past Christmas.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible.
Yes, it was incredible, and especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts due in part to stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.